Good morning, June 8th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's thread runs from policy gaps and overdose response tools to housing strategy and a same-day federal funding deadline. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. A few media items are worth watching this morning. Parabola Center has a piece focused on Massachusetts titled Legalization Without Guarantees. Regina LaBelle has a national update on interim rules and House appropriations. And ProPublica reports that the founder of a Kentucky drug rehab center has been indicted on fraud and money laundering charges. That is the kind of case many listeners will want to track closely, because provider integrity can directly shape trust in care systems. There are also two resource and international items in the mix. The National Harm Reduction Coalition highlights syringe access resources, and Talking Drugs looks at Colombia after Petro, focusing on the unfinished business of Petro's drug policy reform. In the social pulse, one lived experience post came from Change Agent Cooper on LinkedIn. The message was simple. Recovery is not a hustle. It is a way of life. The post also described time spent with Josh Bone, a peer support specialist and certified alcohol and drug counselor at Achieve Behavioral Health Services in Gastonia, speaking with men there. On the innovation side, Dizzy Cordova on X pointed to Next Distro's short training video and mini quiz, which people can complete before receiving a free naloxone kit to help prevent overdose. Posts like that can matter in practice because they turn a general warning into a concrete access step. A related signal comes from UAB News on X. UAB researchers have received a $5.3 million grant to explore whether using a fentanyl strip test before ingesting a substance can help prevent overdosing. There was also one opposition message in circulation. On X, Curry Micah criticized indoor supervised use sites, arguing they did not reduce drug use, addiction numbers, theft, or violence, and did not hide the problem from view. That sits in the briefing as an example of opposition messaging around harm reduction services. From San Jose, Mayor Matt's June 7th update highlights an affordable housing pilot that would buy down affordability in vacant units and explore a public employee rental priority as part of the city's housing strategy. The mayor also references sober living environments and mandated treatment for severe addiction as part of a broader harm reduction policy stance. The plan uses interim housing and HHAP funding to reduce unsheltered homelessness and fund services in the context of World Cup events. The update also calls for public input on the budget and emphasizes protecting residents while expanding housing, safety, and economic opportunity across the city. In research, one new study in the Journal of Prevention and Health Promotion examines how people who use opioids in the southern United States perceived the effect of the COVID-19 pandemic on substance use and on interest in medications for opioid use disorder and naloxone. Another paper, published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health, reports four-year outcomes from multi-site mobile addiction services. Mobile service results are often especially useful for listeners thinking about access outside fixed clinic settings. And Harm Reduction Journal has a study on the emergence of synthetic drugs in South America, with insights from Brazil, Chile, and Colombia. A few funding opportunities are active right now.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, through NCIPC, has a comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA, funding opportunity with a deadline of June 8, 2026. That deadline is today. The Health Resources and Services Administration has two Rural Communities Opioid Response Program opportunities, both due July 8, 2026. One is R-Corp Impact, and the other is R-Corp Planning. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. And finally, two action items. The National Alliance to End Homelessness is urging people to submit a public comment to defend HUD's equal access rule. The Housing Not Handcuffs campaign is also pointing listeners to a live stream disrupting the Cicero Homelessness Conference. If that last item is relevant to your work, it may be worth checking the live stream while the event is still timely. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.